Okay, but leaving that aside, we're on page 29. Yeah, page 29. So we're in the middle of the Ramah at the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. So we're talking about what we want to call the end of davening. So we talked about Ashrei, we talked about the Kedusha and Uvalat Zion. We talked about Aleinu, the importance of Aleinu. And then we said that you say Kaddish. That you say Kaddish, Kaddish Yosam after Aleinu, even, oh, start on page 28, just get a running start. Even, the Machaber says, Yomar also Misha Ainlo Avaim, that at the end, after Aleinu, the Kaddish should be said, Kaddish Yosam. And it's said by someone who doesn't have parents. And then the Rama says, even someone who does have parents, if the parents don't mind, they should say it. So in other words, at the end of davening, we should say a Kaddish. Kaddish should be said. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason is, brings down from the Vush, that the Kaddish should be said after She'amru Psukim. After they say Psukim, and in our language we have Psukim. So therefore, you say Kaddish. Some say that you should say, the other reason is that you should say Kaddish at the end of davening. There's a difference between those two opinions. According to this opinion, say it after Aleinu. But if you say it's all the way at the end of davening, as we'll see in a second, we say the Shir Shel Yom, so then you should say it after that. But again, that's the custom. That so again, even if there's no one who's saying Kaddish, who's a chiyuv as we call it, still Kaddish should be said after Aleinu. Now again, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah here. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama said that someone should say it if they don't have a parent. Or even if they do have a parent, if the parents don't mind. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you can assume that they don't mind. You assume that they don't mind, the Mishnah Berurah says. They assume that they don't mind. He says, "Ein lo lochosh klal shema yakpidu al zeh." You don't have to worry that maybe the parent wouldn't mind. But again, if you know they do mind, so then you shouldn't say. Some parents do. They are for obvious reasons. The Mishnah Berurah also in Yud says that the reason why they put a kaddish, they call this a kaddish yosam for someone who doesn't have a parent, so usually someone who doesn't have a parent says the Kaddish. So the Mishnah Berurah says because sometimes there were people, unfortunately, Rahman Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who either the father or the mother died, and they were young, they were ketanim, or even if they were above bar bas mitzvah, but they couldn't daven for the alma, they didn't know how. So therefore, they institute that we should have this Kaddish at the end. So these people who didn't daven for the alma will be able to get a kaddish in memory of their parent. Now there's the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim slips in something very interesting in the brackets. And he says, again, the idea is that you say this kaddish to someone who unfortunately doesn't have a parent. So he says, and they can't daven for the alma. They can't serve as chazan. So Chofetz Chaim slips in, Shim hayu yecholim lispal lifnei ha'omod, Zel tov yoser me'amiras kaddish. That if they could daven for the Amud properly, which is again a separate issue, and here we talk about not only getting the Hebrew right, but also having the Nusach and all that which we've discussed before. But it's very important for a child to daven for the Amud if they can, because that's a bigger schus, the Chofetz Chaim says, for the neshama of the person who passed away, more than saying kaddish. The obvious reason why, especially we've discussed this before, about the person being ro'oi, being proper and being appointed to daven for the Amud. So that's a big thing. And then the Chofetz Chaim goes on and says, Uvi yosef esok shana rishon, especially during the first year. So it's a big schus for the neshama. Okay, let's go back upstairs into the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yei shlomar pitum ha'toris eru voker, Achar hatfilo. We ran through this yesterday, and so then we say Aleinu, and we had the Kaddish. Then you should say Pitum Haktoros. Pitum Haktoros, everybody knows about Pitum Haktoros. And you should say it day and night. As I mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Ktores, they used to bring, so the Mishnah Berurah says that you, because they used to bring the Ktores twice a day, twice every day. And therefore you should say it morning and evening. So the Chofetz Chaim says not at night. But when he says the evening, means after Mincha. Because they didn't bring the Ktores at night, so it wouldn't fit. So you wouldn't say Pitum Haktoros at night because they didn't bring the Ktores. Okay, now let's, before we go further in that, or we might not get to it, but let's go a little further in the Ramah. Garment Tchila in Kelokainu, before the Ktores we say in Kelokainu, as you know. And also we say the Shir Shal Yom as we know it, the Shir that the, so the Chofetz Chaim has an interesting discussion on this, that they used to do it with the Nesach of the Korban Tamid, so then why don't we do it in the afternoon also? We should say the Shir Shal Yom, because that's what they used to sing, the Levim used to sing after the Nisuch Hayayin for the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid was also brought in the afternoon, so why do we only say it in the morning? Okay, that goes for the morning Tamid, but how about the afternoon? So he says sometimes they were late and they brought the Korban Tamid a little later, they brought it up to the Mizbeach late, so therefore they wouldn't say it's Shir at night. So therefore it's off. We just say it in the morning. Here's the famous one. V'yashu kasu, turn the page, getting back to the Torah. Lizar lomar pitum haktores mitoch haksav. When you say pitum haktores, you should say it shouldn't say it by heart. You should say it by something written, a siddur, right? V'lo ba'al peh, not by heart. Why? Mishum sha'amira b'makom haktore. Because we all know, just like any davening, but the saying of the ketores is in place of bringing it. V'chayshinan, and we're scared, better read it, better not say it by heart, because chayshin, we're scared, shema yidaleg, because maybe you'll skip one of the ingredients that's mentioned in the Ktoris. The Amrina, and we even say it in the Ktoris. Shuchayev Misa, im chasar achas me'a samamel. That person would be chayev Misa if they left it out. So therefore, don't miss a step. Nahagu, shlola omra b'chol. Therefore, you know, the Ashkenazim, a lot of people say it every day. But Ashkenazim don't, right? Everybody's looking at me like Taurus. We only say it on Shabbos, right? So the Ashkenazim minhag is not to say it during the week. Why? Because Shem Amarim Lachton V'Chayshin Shem Yedalek. Ramah says because everybody's in antsy, not here so much, but people are in a hurry to get out and go to work, and we're scared you'll say it too quickly, and then you'll skip one of the steps. You'll step one of the ingredients, excuse me, and then. I like that. So again, this is we're not going to have time to finish the Ramah or anything, but we'll discuss it more tomorrow night at Chassan. The next time we get together, we'll discuss this amazing thing, right? So this should add to your dami and also Shmiras Halashon. You see, you know, you say something, right? You say something, so you're saying the Ktoros. So it's mamish considered according to the Ramah. The Ramah says that it's as if you're actually bringing it, doing it, mixing it, whatever word you want to use. So if you miss one step, chas v'shalom. Very scary, right? So therefore, us Ashkenazim are lucky. We don't walk around with a nitro so much. And, you know, we only say on Shabbos. So hopefully on Shabbos, everybody's not in a hurry to run out the Kiddush. I know the Kiddush is nice. But, you know, so take our time, saying Pidum Haktores. But before you open your mouth and say something, think about that a little bit. Because here we see a halacha. Now we'll talk about this. I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to come back next time we get together, see about this, what the Beis Yosef has to say about this. But we'll get back to it.